Hachette Audio presents A Calamity of Souls, written by David Baldacci, read by McLeod Andrews, CC Aisha Johnson, Carrie Height, and Kiri Sandy. Author's note, written and read by David Baldacci.
To librarians and teachers, the shining stars of my universe. I started writing this novel well over a decade ago, by hand, in a journal like the one my mother gave me as a child to jot down my stories. Then I set the manuscript aside to work on other projects, but something kept pulling me back to the story, and it has to do with my past. I grew up in the 60s and 70s in Richmond, Virginia, the old capital of the Confederacy, home to all those statues of rebel elites on Monument Avenue. I was not born into economic privilege, and I grew up with an ethnic surname in a world steeped in the history of the Old South, where the names Lee, Jackson, Stewart, and Davis were revered by many. Thinking back, I believe I would not have become a writer had I not been born in that place and at that time. I was observant and curious, and I remember much from my youth. Where I grew up, the black-white divide was so ingrained that despite the efforts of the civil rights movement and the Warren Court, life was not so very different from many decades before. The old ways were intractable and accepted to such an extent that most people never even thought about it, at least people who looked like me. And while I was the observer of racial bigotry and hatred, I was never the target. To borrow a line from Mark Twain, that is truly the difference between the lightning bug and the lightning. There are many autobiographical elements in this story, from how Jack grew up, although decades earlier than I did, to the thoughts, questions, and misgivings he had about the world in which he lived, how books played an important role in forming his outlook on life, the sometimes confusing and conflicting relationships with family and friends, in the uneasy coexistence of black and white worlds, for they were distinct, separate entities. Like Jack, I delivered the morning paper, and I grew up to be a trial lawyer. My mechanic father fixed up an old Fiat that I drove for a period of time. And there is a Tuxedo Boulevard in Richmond. And yes, to the best...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?